From bucket brigade to professional service, the Indianapolis Fire Department on this moment of Indiana history. A week after Indiana's capital moved from Corydon to Indianapolis in 1825, the city's first documented fire took place along Washington Street at a wooden tavern near the courthouse. Although in 1821 state law permitted 40 or more citizens of any town to organize a firefighting company, the new capital was founded without one. Over a year later, the city had a basic, though inadequate, volunteer bucket and ladder brigade. In 1835, the completion of the new State House prompted the General Assembly to appropriate funds for a fire engine and enough new buckets and ladders to ensure that the company could reach the dome of the State House and protect the valuable records inside. Even with state funds, city residents had to subsidize half the fire engine. After the original wooden firehouse on Governor's Circle mysteriously caught fire, it was replaced in 1855 with a new brick building. Five public wells were dug to provide water for the new engine. Within a few years, nearly 600 men were listed as members of the volunteer force. The volunteers took pride in their companies, competing to be the first to arrive at a fire. The first professional salaried fire department was established on a limited scale in November 1859. In the years following the Civil War, the department grew substantially, so that by 1877, its budget was an astonishing $96,000, a far cry from its days as a volunteer bucket brigade. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.